the revelation of how quiet and calm a Mac environment was for me was huge. Now, initially, I didn't want to have any kind of preference between Mac or PC. It was kind of an efficiency thing that I moved towards it. A lot of the people that I knew had Macs, and I think it was because there was a lot more designer types, and there was the big Mac versus PC debate within the web design community. Because at the time, if you were using something like Dreamweaver, there was a time when things just weren't available for the Mac. And the limitations of having all my skill set with Word and Excel and PowerPoint and Dreamweaver and Photoshop was the one that the skills I'd learnt on the PC translated pretty quickly over to the Mac. Now, I sit in front of my machine a lot and I use tools to primarily to store and organise so that I can effectively recall data when I want it. That's the main thing for me. So I look at a lot of different storage. And I just find that PC Windows environment very ugly. Even when you started to get the landscape and the different desktops, it kind of felt like they were trying to dress it up. But whenever I look for free software or even freemium, where you kind of pay small amounts regularly, I couldn't get away from the fact that I found it very angular and very flat. And then even when they did attempt to do something that was three-dimensional, it still had kind of that faux trying too hard but not really getting there with the graphics. Whereas a Mac didn't offend my vision. I kind of just worked. And I was then finding the platforms and the tools that I needed to do what I needed to do. And it would often come down to wanting to achieve something, but not being able to realise how that translates into the platforms I had. And when those balancing points came along, that was when I would be looking for another platform. Was there something else that did what I wanted it to do? I had no real loyalty to the platform itself. I just wanted it to do what I needed it to do. And I had and still have a very effective tool set that predominantly can function on a PC or a Mac now, or and a PC, you know, both ways. But I've recently had to log into Macs and PCs that were not mine, and the Mac experience is a lot smoother, and just everything about a Mac just feels so much smoother and sleeker. So in terms of aesthetics, that's one of the reasons why I stay now with Mac. There is a real true adage that you do get what you pay for, and if you paid an equal amount of money for a PC machine that you're paying for a Mac, there is a comparability, but Mac machines just aren't produced at the lower end of the budgeting scale, so the entry point is a lot more expensive. Well, that's what I've found anyway. And then finally, And one of the reasons why I kind of had this going round in my head today whilst I was approaching the gym is a notion of security. Just very simply, now I am no security expert, but I've found that not having to worry about antivirus software has been massive for me. Now, I do understand there are things coming through, but I have found even with PCs, the biggest security vulnerability in any system is the human access. And that is not going to change. The executable, the weakness in a security system is the executable. And it's funny how freestyling these audio blogs that I am doing, the topic I started out wanting to talk to isn't necessarily the one that got talked about, and being able for me to realise that. So the security and the virus and the bugging part of it was what I was going to talk about, because I had an email through today that looked very authentic from O2 saying that my contract had been accepted, and I haven't started up a contract with O2, but I am with GIFGAF, and it had an attachment, and I never open attachments if on a PC or on a Mac but I did open that, and it did say may contain virus, and it just made me realise how fortunate I am to have the comfort of my Macs. And the other huge thing, which I think maybe the next podcast, is just cross-platform and synchronising and being able to use the technology to access the cloud rather than technology containing the cloud.